I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Brisket disease is a big concern throughout the Intermountain West for any ranchers who use high-altitude summer pastures. Colorado State University animal scientist Dr. Mark Enns says that for ranchers wanting to improve their herds with outside genetics, up until several years ago, there was no way to quickly discover whether a possible AI sire or a young bull might have a problem with brisket disease. Dr. Enns says CSU has done extensive research to determine what the genetic influence is on this disease.
Runs from about 0.35 to about 4.6, so very much like birth weight. And so a lot of genetic contribution to whether an animal is susceptible to this problem or not. So that was exciting from the standpoint of maybe we can make some improvement in how we breed animals for high elevation. We've worked with a number of producers and our CSU Beef Improvement Center to actually compile a database where we can actually calculate EPDs for pulmonary arterial pressure. We're able now to take information on individual animals, put it into our system we have here at CSU, and actually calculate EPDs to help breeders select animals that they might use in their program, specifically bulls, that result in progeny that have a lower susceptibility to high altitude disease.
There's also been similar issues with cattle in feedlots with later term feedlot death, where nearly finished cattle die of heart failure. CSU is also working on establishing a possible link between these two diseases. That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.